It's common knowledge that Wisconsin is rich in natural resources. Lakes, streams, wetlands, just to name a few. Throughout 2018, concern among those who steward such resources rose. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz reviews some of the attempts to limit protection of Wisconsin's water resources.
We've grown accustomed to hearing wetlands described as natural sponges, a tremendous stormwater filterer and flood abater, not to mention provider of critical habitat. But last year, some lawmakers found Wisconsin's wetland protections too stringent. Republican Representative Jim Steinecke of Kaukauna authored a bill he says struck a balance, protecting high-grade wetlands while eliminating what he calls unnecessary restrictions imposed on landowners he'd been hearing from.
Homeowners who felt their property rights were being infringed upon simply because of a small area on their property that had some wetland indicators but were never truly wet, good habitat, or stormwater storage areas. We also heard from family farmers who said they'd like to expand their operations but couldn't because of small, low-quality wetlands.
Steinecke's bill passed in February along party lines, removing protection of thousands of acres of small, isolated wetlands. Meanwhile, an ancient wetland system just south of Sheboygan, next to Lake Michigan, has been capturing attention for years. The site butts up to Kohler-Andre State Park. The Kohler Company said it could create a golf course there with little disturbance of the environment. The Wisconsin DNR approved the plan. Then in 2018, Kohler stepped closer to the course's construction when Wisconsin's Natural Resources Board agreed to give a parcel of the park to the company in exchange for nearby land. Jim Buchholz, who was Kohler-Andre State Park superintendent for nearly three decades, spoke against giving up irreplaceable parkland.
Open sand dune areas, it's got wetlands in it, it's got all the different grasses and plants. This area here, of course, would have to be bulldozed and flattened. And then the main road to the golf course would go right through the sand dune areas straight down this way.
Critics are fighting the plan. Right now it's tied up in litigation. More conservation concerns surfaced in 2018, some unexpected. Early last month, after the defeat of two-term Governor Scott Walker by Democrat Tony Evers, Republican lawmakers introduced sweeping legislation. Most described it as an attempt to limit the powers of the incoming administration. Others, including Jennifer Giegridge with the Wisconsin League of Conservation Voters, says the new law will limit the Wisconsin DNR's ability to carry out environmental protections of our air and water.
It's really disturbing to write into statute that agency experts are not, their expertise is not to be considered when determining public health standards.
The fate of the limits is uncertain. Yesterday, Tony Evers reportedly said he would ignore Republicans' attempts to restrict his power. 2018 also signaled rumblings from the federal government. While the EPA and Army Corps of Engineers have long served as environmental safety nets, President Trump called on the agencies to streamline waters that fall under federal protection. Acting EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler said those would include
traditional navigable waters, tributaries to those navigable waters, certain ditches such as those used for navigation or those affected by the tides, certain lakes and ponds, impoundments, and wetlands that are adjacent to all of the above.
Citizens can weigh in on the plan until late February. There were unexpected wins for the environment in 2018, in this case, for an amphibian.
We knew that there was tiger salamanders breeding in this pond next to this development.
The development is household goods giant IKEA that set up shop in Oak Creek. The voice you heard belongs to then-Milwaukee County Parks Natural Areas Coordinator, Julia Robson. IKEA's parking lot borders a 222-acre, wetland-rich park called Falk, in which the rarely sighted tiger salamander breeds. But if the creature wasn't prevented from wandering onto the adjacent pavement, Robson says their future looked bleak.
In spring, they migrate from areas that they've overwintered into their wetlands, and they will travel far and wide, sometimes several hundred meters, to get there. And they'll go over roads, they'll go over parking lots. We've seen examples of this elsewhere in the U.S. There's mass mortality events from amphibians crossing roads to get to their breeding wetlands.
IKEA cooperated by incorporating a 3-foot-tall wooden fence into its design plan. Robson credits a dedicated crew of citizen scientists who first spotted the tiger salamander and other rare creatures in the park. A happy, if not slightly slimy, farewell to 2018 as we move into environmental issues of the new year. Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.